And we're back. That was another slow jam from the good folks in Axis Labyrinth. Interesting name, isn't it? The lead guitarist says they use one of those random band name generators on the internet to come up with that. All right. It's a special time of the night. You know how this goes. I'm going to open up the phone lines and give you the best advice of which I am capable. Love, sex, relationships. It all gets down and dirty here on BOOTSFM. No nonsense, no bull. You tell me your problems and I'll tell it like it is. Keep in mind before you dial that you might not like what I say, but it, like everything I say around here, is merely a suggestion, and whatever you do, it's up to you. Let's get this started, get those phone lines lit up, and you can also send your questions to me on Twitter if you so desire. Hello, my good man. How are you this evening? And what's your name? Nice to meet you. Happy to have you on the show. So tell me your woes. Lay it all out. What can I help you with on this fine evening? Yeah, sounds like y'all are having communication issues. You try asking her how she's feeling, like, really asking? Well, that's where to start, my guy. You're not a mind reader, and neither is she, so you've got to sit down and have the hard conversations. You both have needs, and if yours aren't being met, then hers probably aren't either, so the first thing you need to do is talk about it. See what happens. Be open, tell her how you feel, and I cannot stress this enough, listen to her. I know for me personally, I've often tried to express myself to a significant other who simply can't shut up and let me explain myself, and that ain't it. So that's my number one piece of advice to anyone who calls in. Learn how to communicate effectively, and every relationship in your life will be better for it. And take care, my friend. And call back and keep us updated. Thanks for calling. Next caller, you're up. Well, well, well. Hello again. It's good to hear from you. How are things? For anyone new to the show, this fine gentleman right here is a longtime caller, one of my favorites. Partly for his intelligence and partly for that smooth, sexy voice. I said what I said, and I'm never wrong, so no, you do have a sexy voice. Am I flirting with you over the radio? I mean, absolutely I am. Is it working? Actually, I have a question for you. When are you going to come here to the studio and do a special episode with me? Between the two of us, we could probably solve the entire city's relationship problems. So, fill me in. What has my mysterious caller 69 been up to this entire time? You always have the best stories. Please. All right, that's it for me, folks. Thanks for listening and calling in. Some very enlightening chats tonight, plus a special appearance by our mysterious caller number 69. I'll be back next week to answer more of your burning questions. And until then, stay safe, stay sane, stay sexy. Good show tonight, guys. Excellent work as always. Okay, yeah. I know I got a little carried away with caller 69, but I mean that voice, that brain. What's a girl to do? Yeah, I know we have his number, but you're not seriously suggesting I personally call a listener, are you? I don't know, that's pretty inappropriate, isn't it? Okay, well, when you put it like that, I know he can't very well make a move on the air, but I don't know anything about him. He could be married. He could be collecting bones to make himself a suit of human armor or something. You're right. I guess I'll never know if I don't try. Worst case, he doesn't answer. Oh, right, fine, here. Give me his number and I'll think about calling. All right, I'm out of here. Have a good night. There's no way I should actually call him. It'd be wildly inappropriate. But what if... Okay, self. If I still want to call him by the time I make it home, then I'll call him tomorrow. because I'm not about to call a stranger at 3 a.m. and hit on him. Good morning. Yeah, my usual, please. Thank you. You're a peach, as always. Okay. If I'm gonna do this, then there's no time like the present. Hi, I know this is a little out of left field, but you might recognize my voice from the radio. I'm looking for the person I call caller number 69. Is that you? Hello? Oh my god, you're here. Right in front of me. You come to this cafe too? What are the odds? I'm gonna hang up now. Wow. Hi, please, sit. I'm sorry, I'm just a little shocked. I had really only planned to talk to you over the phone or maybe leave a voicemail or something, but you're here. It's good to finally meet you. What's your, you know, real name? I like it. Suits you. So, you're probably wondering why I was calling. After you called my show last night, and honestly, every time you call my show, I find that I can't stop thinking about you. You've become one of the highlights of my show, the banter, our talks. I know it's all been on air, but I don't know, something about the way your mind works is, to put it bluntly, extremely attractive. And seeing you here now, hearing your voice in person, you're even more attractive. This is something that's been building for a while, ever since the first time you called. And I don't know anything about you. You could be happily married for all I know, but fortune favors the bold. So consider this me being bold. Say something, you're just staring at me. Have I shocked you? Oh, really? All this time for you to single? Well, how about interested? You may not believe this, but you have such a raw sexual energy that's impossible to ignore. I thought it was a lot when I only heard your voice, but it's so much more intense now that we've met. And I have a crazy proposition. And from what I know about you, you might be into it. The station doesn't open until the evening. I'm usually the first one in there and have the place to myself. Do you maybe want to go there and see what happens in the booth? Don't pressure. I'm going to head over there. And if you decide you'd like to hear the noises I make when the mic isn't on, then you know where to find me. See you soon. Thank God. Get in here. I wanted to do this for so fucking long. I don't care if we don't know each other in the traditional sense. I want to feel you against me. Shove me up against the wall. Slide your hands up my shirt. Squeeze my tits. Force your tongue into my mouth. I want to taste you. I want to be wrecked by you. Oh, fuck. Yes. Tuck my hair back and nip my collarbone. Lick up my throat to my jaw. Slide your hand into my pants and stroke my pussy through my panties. You think I won't fight back? Give as good as I get? Do you feel that? My hands sliding up your shirt, grazing my fingertips up your sides, around your back, up your stomach, into your chest, kissing you with everything I've got. Sucking your bottom lip into my mouth, nipping gently and sliding my tongue over. Oh. You taste so good, so sweet, and a little like that coffee you were drinking, but I like it. Lift me up so I can grind against you. I don't want sweet or slow or gentle. You awaken something primal in me, a burning, aching lust that I can't contain. My pussy clenches when I hear your voice, and I want you to whisper all your filthy fantasies into my ear. Tell me how I can please you, what I can do to make you so horny, so desperate to slide your cock inside me that you lose all coherent thought. That's what I want to do to you, because that's what you do to me. Put me down. Get down on your knees. Let me hold your head in place. Breathe in my scent. I'm so wet. My panties are already soaked. You want to see my pussy? You want to see how wet and creamy it is for you? Watch me. Watch me pull off my pants and sit up here on my desk with my legs spread wide open. Watching you watch me gets me so hot. Look, keep your eyes on my panties. See? You made a mess of me, and you haven't even fucked me yet. I'm gonna slip my fingers inside, gather up all that tasty mess, and I want you to lick it off my fingers. Come on. That's it. How do I taste? Do you want more? Bury your face between my legs and lick my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're incredible with that song. I keep going. Don't stop. I'm gonna hold your head in place and grind myself against you. I want your whole face covered in my juices. Good fucking God, that feels... You don't get to come up for air until I'm satisfied. I want the scent and flavor of my arousal. The sound of my pleasure to be the only things in your entire universe. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Keep going. Every time I go on air, I want to think about this moment. My legs wrapped around your neck and your tongue frantically flicking my clit and dipping into my needy pussy. I'm so close. I want you to make me come. So much. I need to feel your cock deep inside my pussy. I'm gonna get up on all fours on this desk, and I want you to use me. Use me for your own pleasure. Dig your fingers into my hips and thrust into me. I'm so fucking wet. I need you. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, yes. Pull my arms back. Fuck me harder. Sound of your balls slapping against my pussy as you bury your cock inside me is so fucking hot. Oh. Pull me back against your chest and play with my nipples. I'll tug on them, roll them in your fingers. Slap my tits. Grab them and leave your marks on me. Yes, 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 yes. Keep fucking me. You're gonna make me come again. I can feel it. Oh my God. I can feel it building. Don't stop. Oh, right there. Keep going. I want you to keep fucking me while I'm coming. Oh my God, yes. How is that? You're getting close. Where do you want to come? Oh, that's a good idea. I want you to fuck my face and come down my throat. Oh, fuck. I'm so sensitive. Let me turn around so you can use my mouth. There you go. Oh, I'm open for you. Oh, my mouth is watering. Come on, comfort me. I fill my mouth, fill my throat. Oh my God. Oh my God, you came so much. That felt fucking amazing. Come down here. Curl up with me on the floor for a sec. I just want to lay here. In your arms. Stroke your skin. Whew. Listen, I've been with my fair share of dudes, but no one has ever fucked me exactly the way I like it. You're incredible. Let me see your watch. Okay. We've still got some time before anyone arrives. I know it's not the most comfortable place to snuggle, but I need to wait for my legs to stop shaking before movement is a possibility. I'm really glad I called you. So, do you want to be on the show tonight? And maybe come back to my place after? And spend the rest of your evening with your cock buried in all my holes? I thought you might say that. I mean, we didn't even do the sex move I nicknamed you. We'll have to rectify that. We have plenty of time to explore each other, but for now, just keep holding me.